we set it up well on the first day, some really good batting performances, and then, you know, on what looked like a tough wicket in the end, for folks to come in and score such a good 100 and, you know, to be well supported throughout the line-up was great. And then, you know, everyone contributed with the ball, whether people took wickets or not. There were, you know, Dunny, Bats, both bowled very well. And, we, you know, that kind of team performance really shone through.
Let's just go back to the first day. I think you tweaked pretty early that you're going to have to get your heads down and grind it out and put a total on the board, weren't you? And you and Dean Algar did a great job on that first day. And then, as you say, Ben Foulkes with 100, that's a huge innings in the context of the game.
Yeah, it's sometimes difficult to tell, I think, on you know, the first day when you turn up at the Oval, which is obviously generally thought of as a good place to bat. You think, well, why are we scoring so slowly? Why is it sort of feels like such hard work? But I guess when you look back on it now, as you say, those kind of grinding out those runs, getting through the new ball and kind of bang long was you know, an important factor in winning the game and set up the innings to some extent. So yeah, that was important. But you know, all at the same time, the guys down the order also batted really well, just in their own right, and you know, it was crucial that they scored those runs.
And a word for Tom Curran, obviously 9 in the match, but that spell last night, 5 for 17, was a terrific spell of new ball bowling, wasn't it?
That was that, like, he's been bowling brilliantly for you know, for a few weeks, if not, you know, months now. But you know, he would be the first to say that it's come good for him in terms of wickets. But Dunny, I thought, bowled a brilliant spell this afternoon, wicketless, but bowled 5 or 6 overs where he didn't miss his length, and you know, he got one in each innings, didn't get the rewards. But I think the important thing is to emphasise it when people maybe don't get the rewards and bowl really well, as much as the people who, you know, come out with your 9s and your 6s and whatever, because they are just as important to the victory as the wicket taker.
Come on though, you must be pleased with the 6 for today, because everyone was talking about spin coming into play second innings, and you've come up on the third day and come up with the 6 wickets.
Yeah, I mean, bowling's a funny thing. I think sometimes you bowl better and you take no wickets, and you bowl worse and you take 6. And I felt I bowled quite well. I bowled some good balls and mixed out well, but I didn't, you know, the figures probably flatter me. So yeah, I'm obviously happy to take them. And as you say, and it's those times when you're bowling your overs and not taking wickets that these moments mean more, in a sense. And so, very happy.
And as a team, you've mentioned it, everybody did their job in this game. You're putting it together now, aren't you, as a team? That's a second consecutive 3-day victory.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think everyone is in good form. Everyone is enjoying their cricket. And, you know, there's a nice sort of vibe in the dressing room. Everyone's enjoying themselves. I think the more that we kind of can produce that, then the more that the results will take care of themselves.